You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. My website is crosstheborder.org. You're welcome to go there anytime you want and take advantage of the resources. This program is also available within several hours on the archives there on the website. You'll see the last 5 days' programs available there. Subscribers to the network will have the last month's programs available to them. The last 4 weeks, including the current weeks. You'll find also there on my website previous programs, entire studies, starting with Genesis, Leviticus, Exodus. You'll find some prophecy studies, Daniel and Revelation, and other various studies, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and soon enough we'll have this study up there in its entirety. It usually takes me another month or so to get him up there. Very busy, my Heavenly Father, working in his kingdom and working for him, which I take great joy in doing. He also keeps me very busy, and which I don't mind at all. Okay, we're going through the Gospel of Matthew, and we left off here talking about the commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, how it's a positive command, which means that it can be painted with a very broad brush, unlike the other commands, which are all negative, which are concise and cannot be construed to mean something that they don't mean. That's why tyrants always pass positive law telling you what you must do. Thou shalt do this, like thou shalt get insurance, thou shalt speak thus, and thou shalt not speak thus. But too many positive laws out there putting too many burdens on people. When you have a positive law being enforced, and that is using force to enforce positive laws, you have tyranny because you have involuntary servitude. Okay? Our Heavenly Father is not using force. He does not use force in the kingdom of heaven. There is no force in the kingdom of heaven for the volunteers, for those who want to live and do the things that please him. He's looking for volunteers to live in his kingdom. So he does not use force. He says the violent take it by force. The violent are the ones who exercise force in the kingdoms of this world, in their ideas of what the kingdom of heaven should be like. That's why they tell everyone must have health and care. Everyone must have insurance. Everyone must, you know, comply. Everyone must. It's not as simply thou shalt not. It's not enough that you do not violate your neighbor's rights with the thou shalt nots. But they want to tell you how thou shalt love your neighbor. And it's, you know, they put themselves in the place of our God, of our Heavenly Father, and proclaim themselves the God is the state because they write the law to tell you how to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, there's some things that are good. You know, it's like it's good in busy streets to have stoplights. But if you pull up to a stoplight in the middle of the night and there's nobody there, there's no reason why you should not be able to proceed. But you can be punished for that. The stoplight is there so that we have agreed together to put these stoplights there so that we can love each other, we can love our neighbors ourselves, and take turns according to certain rules. So some, you know, we apply some of these principles in the laws, but when it comes to the letter of the law rather than the spirit of law, then we find the error. But he says in verse 6, and honor not the father and mother. Okay, you by your tradition made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. You hypocrites, you hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, these people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So if they're teaching the commandments of men for doctrine, well, he calls them hypocrites. They draw near with their mouth, and they honor with their lips, but their hearts are far from them. And he called to the multitude and said to them, Hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth defileth a man. Now here again, this is something that is to be taken into context. Okay? Here he's not talking about food, and he's not talking about the physical body. He's talking about the man. He's talking about the heart and the minds of men. Okay? Because a lot of people say, well, this means I can eat whatever I want, contrary to God's law. Well, you know, you have to apply it. Here it is. You know, you're building, it's a doctrine of men and not the commandments of our Heavenly Father, if you believe that. But to take it into context, he's not talking about food here. He's not talking about the dietary laws or the reason that they were given. So this does not apply to the dietary laws and the diet, what we actually eat. But it is very important. And he talked about this a little earlier in our narrative here in the Gospel of Matthew, that how will we will be judged by the words that come out of our mouth, how we'll be judged for every idle word that comes out of our mouth. So here it is, not that which goeth into the mouth defiles a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defiles the man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Well, yeah, they were offended, you know, and his disciples wanted to point this out to him for some reason. They were offended because they were breaking the commandments of God for the traditions or the commandments of men. And they were using the commandments and the laws of God to break God's law. And, you know, people can do that today. And they do it today. You know, you can go down and kill your child before it's born. Yes, you can. You can steal from your neighbor. You can take part in their system of Corban, Social Security, and their insurance schemes. You can use the law to rob even God. I know men who've done it, and I fear the judgment that will come upon them. So his disciples came to him and said, don't you know that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? And he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. You think they were offended. Now he's telling them that the Heavenly Father didn't plant them, and they're going to be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, they shall fall into the ditch. And yes, you know what? If they hear the truth, if they hear the word of our Heavenly Father, and they are offended, his advice is to leave them alone. They're blind leaders of the blind, and they're going to fall into the ditch. He continues, then answered Peter and said, declare unto us the parable, this parable. And this, of course, referring to the blind leading the blind. And Jesus said, are you also yet with understanding? It seems fairly simple. How could he say, show us this parable, when it seems so self-explanatory? So he says to him, are you also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth into the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile a man? And that's why it's so important to judge every word that comes out of your mouth. Now, it's important to be wise in what you put in your mouth. I wouldn't discount that. It wouldn't be wise to swallow poison. It wouldn't be wise to eat ice cream at every meal. Neither is it wise to eat those things that are forbidden by his dietary laws. If you have faith in his word, then you say, well, I'm going to use these rules for my diet because the Heavenly Father gave me these rules, and I believe he gave us these rules for our own good. But more important is what comes out of our mouth. And that's why it's so important to judge every word that comes out of our mouth. And when we judge the words, they don't line up with his law and the things of his kingdom. Then we repent of those things. We rebuke those words. And we tell ourselves, I don't want this to come out of my mouth anymore. They do not pertain to his kingdom. They are not edifying to the hearer. So we judge the words that come out of our mouth. For out of the heart, verse 19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. So you bring it all together. He's not talking about the dietary laws at all. He's talking about the germs, you know, and the dirt that might be on your hands. And I've been in, you know, situations. Oh, if you have children, oh my, you know. Yeah, it's hard to, you know, to get them to wash their hands. You always got to check them. Because, you know, the younger they are, the more dirt they get into. Yeah, so you're not to worry about, you know, having to wash your hands. There may be circumstances where you can't wash your hands, which back in the day, which was much more prominent than today. Today it's much easier to wash your hands. And I would advise that it would be wise to wash your hands before you eat. But he says here, don't worry about it. Whatever goes in is just going to be cast out into the draught. And it may even affect your body, but what's more important is what comes out of your mouth. The murders, the adulteries, these things we need to judge and make sure that we check these things, that we repent of evil communication that comes out of our own mouth. And to judge others when they speak. Are they speaking evil? Is their communication evil? We judge it not to condemn them, but to examine ourselves to see if those same things are coming out of us, or to check them. Because sometimes when we hear things enough, they automatically come out of our mouth. Because what goes in sometimes have a habit of coming out, even if we don't want it to. So we need to check it. We need to make sure that the evil that we hear doesn't come out of our own mouths. So, verse 21. Then Yahshua went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, and she cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. You know, they cut right to the chase in those days. These days, if someone is vexed, well, they know it's an evil thing. All these infirmities that we experience are the result of sin. But not everyone who has an infirmity is vexed or possessed by a demon. That's true. But every infirmity that man suffers is a result of sin. Not necessarily even his own sin, but the sins of his fathers. Definitely the sins of our fathers. And we can trace it all back to the original sin of Adam, of whose we are his seed. We are the seed of that corrupt seed, the seed of Adam. But anyway, she recognizes, she cuts to the chase, you know, she doesn't use some fancy name for it that some psychologist or a psychiatrist gave it. She says, my child is vexed with the devil. So he besought him, saying, Have mercy on me. O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. He ignores her. You know, he's busy about what he's supposed to be doing. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. Man, this woman is annoying. Can't you send her away, Jesus? You know, Yahshua, Master, send her away. And he said to, so he answers her and he says, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And there he says it again. This, it isn't time yet. And you know what? You are a Canaanite. I have not come to the nations of the Gentiles. This is the time appointed for the Yahudim. This is a time pointed for thy people, Israel. Remember, Daniel said it. He said 70 weeks are determined for thy people, for Israel. And this is that time. This is near the end of that time. They're in the 70th week. So he says, I'm not called but to the house of Israel. You know, Yahshua, Jesus, he was never called to minister to the Gentiles, to the other nations, to the people of the other nations, because this was still, he was still in the time determined for Israel. And that's what he's proclaiming here. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me, Master, whatever she called him. You know, we have it here in King James Version from the Greek, so we don't get the exact words in the language that whatever it was spoken then, but this is what she's saying. She is worshiping him, Son of David. She's calling. She knows he is the Messiah. She recognizes this man, this one unique man in history, for who she is. And he answered, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Oh, you know, that would be offensive. And a lot of people would take offense at that. This is a racist statement, if anything. But listen, the context, we've discussed this. He is not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It's not time yet for the gospel to go to the nations. He knows what he's there for. So she worships him. He says that. He says, it's not me to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. It was common. And she said, truth, Lord. What you're saying is true. She's not offended. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She says, you're still my master. I recognize that you are the great I am. That you are the master. You are the King of Kings. And the master of all lords, the Lord of lords. Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Jesus said to her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Then Jesus departed from thence, and came nigh to the sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain. And he sat down there. And great multitude came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them. So they're bringing them on, you know, whatever they have to carry them on, and whatever way they got to get him there. And they're putting them down before his feet. And he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Yes, the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him, said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. Now this is a 3-day convention they're having out there in the wilderness. Cause you know what? Yeah, there's no Walmart superstore nearby. There's no, Safeway, Kroger, or whatever you have nearby. They can't get on the bus and go downtown. No transportation whatsoever. They're all on their feet. And they're all out here on the mountainside. 3 days. They're just staying there. It must have been pleasant weather. Of course, you have the master of the universe here. The master, the Lord even of the weather. And they're having a meeting here. It would have been a wonderful thing to have been at. And we'll get ours. How many feasts of tabernacles are we going to have in the kingdom to come? Yes, and I'll make every single one of them with great joy. We will have these times and better, because there's not going to be any lame or dumb or blind. There's not going to be any suffering or hunger. We will have a time, the Feast of Tabernacles will indeed be a time of fasting. We will keep his Sabbaths. His true Sabbaths, we will keep them according to his calendar, not this fake Sunday, not the fake Saturday or Friday Sabbath that the great religions of the world keep, but his Sabbath according to his calendar. And everybody will know what it is, and nobody will be mistaken about it. But here they are. There are 3 days of this great conference meeting on the hillside. I'm not going to call it a crusade. Oh, forgive me, but I would not dare to call a meeting of our Heavenly Father a crusade, because we're not conquering here. We're not taking it by force, because that's what a crusade is. A crusade has an evil connotation to it. This where you, because you crusade, you conquer, you take it by force. And he said the violent take it by force. So I won't use the word crusade here. They were having a great conference on the hillside, a meeting, an ecclesia. So he says, I'm not going to send them away fasting. 3 days, they've had nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint on the way. Yes, they, 3 days, they ate up all the food they could bring with them. And you know what? This will be a good place to pick up next time on Cross the Border. So join me then. Until then, hallelujah.